Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I think we're on episode 21 now, which is kind of crazy. I am switching it up a little bit today by not doing a solo episode. Finally. Fucking finally.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been really slacking on scheduling. But Kat is back.
Hi guys.
I know
I'm
you all
back.
missed her. Yeah, it's gonna be kind of like a grumpy episode, I feel like.
And maybe a little aggressive,
A little
possibly.
aggressive. We both had the most Mondays. Because it is, in fact, Monday.
Yeah, especially after such a long weekend, and just getting back into work is not.
I think, like, just going back to work after a crazy, like, fun weekend, it just is not the vibe. It makes you crabby as is,
And
and
everyone else is pretty crabby or tired.
yeah, so it's like you're trying to keep your positive attitude, but everyone's just like kind of bitching at you, and it's just not the vibe. It's really hard to not be a cunt back. Can I say that on this?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Cool.
You're the one that gets to make the rules.
My podcast, my rules.
So slay.
So slay. Anywho's, should we get into our
I
segments?
think we should.
Okay. So slay. Okay. I gotta get it all in the episode, otherwise I get yelled at home.
Yeah, just say slay as many times as possible right now.
Slay, 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 slay.
Never mind.
Okay. Okay. Announcement and updates for the pod. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, can we insert, I think I said this in the other episode. Can we insert a drum roll sound? Because I can't make one with my mouth.
Drumroll. Mine just sounds like a gun. A cute little gun.
Motherfuckers.
So what's the announcement?
Okay, guys, we did
Everyone's been
it. We
waiting.
bit the bullet. We got a camera.
No fucking
Obviously, not for
way.
this episode because I don't know how to use it. But it's one of those really cheap video cameras because, no offense, you guys, I'm not gonna invest a ton of money into this until I see any money coming back. For now,
Valid.
it's just fun for me.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to grow it more by being on more platforms with it. So, but it is still just a fun little thing for me to do. I'm
Yeah.
not here to be like, I'm gonna become a millionaire off of this because let's be real.
Unless.
I'm not gonna say I won't try to manifest that shit.
Every morning. Please.
Please, God.
I need this.
I need this more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But that'll be fun to like learn how to use it.
Yeah, so next week, hopefully, we'll have one. Oh, Sadie's out. Sadie. Our neighbor
Hi.
dog. We're outside again, so if a train goes by, just an FYI, we're gonna just randomly, absurdly cut off.
And we'll try our best to make it cohesive and
Yes.
sound
And if
normal.
not, honestly, you can stop listening, but please don't because we need it.
We really
But
do.
yeah, next week we're planning, hopefully, I'm gonna play around with the camera a little bit tonight, I think, and then a bit more throughout the week to try to figure that out. So hopefully we'll be on camera next week. And if Kat can't record next week, then it's gonna be the week after because I ain't doing my first recorded episode
I'll
by
be there.
myself.
I'll be
Kat will
there.
be there. So yeah, you guys, if you don't know us personally, you guys can see the atrocities that we are.
sexiness, the cuntiness, the
Everything.
baba boom.
Everything and anything.
You'll be disappointed, I promise.
You'll be so disappointed.
Yeah.
We're so mean to ourselves. Jesus.
No,
Anyways,
we're great. We're great.
should we get into it? Do you have any podcasts?
Do I have any podcast? No, I don't.
Okay.
I've been in the drawing room
Yeah,
and
she
got
has.
nothing.
Food of the week, yeah?
Yeah, food of the week. I had to think about it. I
Okay.
thought about it a lot because I didn't really eat that much. Koi, my husband, for those listening for the first time, he's my husband.
He's also my brother.
He got his wisdom teeth pulled out last weekend, so he hasn't really been able to eat food, and I've been kind of lazy with not making food for myself.
I do the same thing. If like Alex is out of town or something, I won't make myself food. I literally. Like, it's girl dinner every night.
And I think that's kind of a bad habit that I have.
Oh no, it's not good
like,
at all.
Like, if Koi's gone, like, I just, like, eh, I don't need to make food. I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went to a restaurant this weekend with some of my family. We went to Old Main, and we got some pancakes. I love pancakes, and they have really good pancakes. So that was my really sad food of the week.
I'm a slut for breakfast food.
Breakfast food, I think, is my favorite.
I think so, too. I know so. 10 times out of 10, I will choose a breakfast food.
A good burrito?
Not a burrito.
You don't like burritos?
I am not a burrito.
I had a burrito for lunch. That could also be my food of the week. That was so good.
I have one food that I will... Oh, street tacos.
Yes, street tacos.
I'll give my life for street tacos. It's... Yeah. My food of the week is... Just generically, food trucks.
Yeah.
I'm just a huge fan. I used to, when I was like in high school and stuff, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to get sick from a food truck. I won't eat out of a food truck.
I wonder where that comes from, because I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
And it's always fine.
I've never gotten sick from a food truck.
I haven't either.
Except for one time I got a food poisoning. I literally shit my pants 3 times.
Was it that
place
after the brewery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The
water's overflowing. Dang it. I'm filling up Ink's kiddie pool. Okay, we're gonna just, like, cat entertain them or something.
Okay, currently Kay is running at Ink in his kiddie pool. It is overflowing. He's super excited. Kay, oh, the water stopped. Ink has zoomies. I hope you guys are liking my narrating. He's just running in circles around.
No, wait.
He's good.
I'm coming back.
I'm not very good at talking about myself, guys. So, how are you guys doing? Good. Good. We love to hear it. So happy for you.
See, you could definitely have your own podcast.
Wait until you go back and listen.
Shut up. Were you a whore?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I could have been. Do you want to leave again and I can work on that?
Like, mean.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Oh. Were you narrating everything?
I was narrating, and then I went, how are you guys doing? Really?
We're just really care about you all. We want to promote an interactive podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Anyways, so yeah, food of the week is just food trucks in general.
Do you have, like a favorite food truck?
Yes,
No hesitation.
Chili Lime.
Never heard of
it's
it.
It's a taco one. I wanted it for my wedding so bad.
You should bring me. Is it expensive?
Yeah, we should hunt them down. Not like, actually, like, you know, just so that we can go
and
more.
Eat them?
Yeah.
Eat the tacos?
Eat the tacos, not the people. Cat.
Yeah, I'm down for a good taco.
A human burger? No, that's awful.
Isn't that from Bob's Burgers?
No, remember, they were next to the, like, crematorium. People, like, started a rumor. Yeah, that's a whole thing. I suppose.
Shout out Bob's Burgers if you haven't watched it.
Love that show. Love it. High of the week.
I have two.
Ooh, girl, same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
No, you go first.
So my first one was the weekend of July 4th. I had a beach day with, like, a ton of my friends. It was amazing. The weather was super nice. We were just in the shade. You know, we played soccer. We talked. We went in the water. You know, just your basic stuff. It was really nice to catch up with everyone. Drink a little bit.
That was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
But it was so nice on Saturday.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like... Actually, Alex got pretty burned. I didn't burn, though.
I think
I got to my tan point where I'm not going to burn too badly.
Yeah, you have a good tan right now.
Thank you. Thank you. My stomach has not seen the light of sun.
But, like, can it tan?
No, because it didn't see the light of sun for the first, like, 18 years of my life.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of a lost cause. It's always just a little flashlight. That's okay.
What's your high?
One of my high, I'll do one,
Go back and
my
forth.
one, yeah, because this one actually correlates to yours, kind of. We
Okay.
had a pool day at one of our friends' house, and it was really fun, and my high of it is just I got to meet a few people that I was like, oh my God, like maybe girls aren't the worst creatures in the world anyway.
Wait, me too.
Really?
Yeah, I met one of the guy's girlfriends that I never met. I've seen her a bunch, but I've never talked to her, and she was just amazing.
Yes.
And like, I just want to be best friends with her.
I know. I was just like, I met a few people and I was like, oh wow, you guys are actually really, really nice and not scary. Like, girls aren't scary. Well, maybe a lot of girls still are scary though.
Yeah, I think girls are like just intimidating, but
Yeah. I think it's like we're all overthinking it.
yes,
Like,
fully.
we're all in the same, like, probably they think I'm intimidating too because I'm over here thinking they're intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I fully agree with that.
But that was fun. Just kind of like it forced me to be a little bit more social, which I suck at. But it was a good time though.
Yeah, kind of bouncing off that, I've had a lot of opportunities in the past few weeks to meet a lot of like girlfriends or fiancés, and they've just been like so amazing. And then the guys are just like, eh. But the girls are amazing. Like, I've grown up with so many guy friends, and now that I'm getting older and I have more female friends, like,
Yeah.
women are amazing. Literally, best people ever.
That's my thing. I'm like, I don't have a ton of like friends, but the ones I have are like to die for, quite literally the best people in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, they're just amazing. My other high of the week, which is, I think, wouldn't be a high for most people, but me and Koi are moving soon. So we started packing and we just went through everything and donated a ton of stuff. We got rid of a couch, a recliner, and like for me, it's really nice to declutter, get rid of the extra stuff we don't
It's
need.
like spring cleaning in the middle of summer.
We're a little late.
Oh,
Oh, there is a train. Oh, short and cute.
was the North Star. Ew. That was a short one, so we didn't pause, we just shut up.
I didn't. I just kept going. Yeah, that was my other high of the week. It was really nice to do that.
Okay, that's a good one.
A
Sorry, I'm
sad
having
one.
really bad like reaction time right now.
That's fine.
What was mine? Oh, Gymshark. I did some damage on Gymshark 2 days ago maybe. I don't know.
Did you have any
My
gift cards, or did you just
nope.
go, oh,
It
she
was
went
the
for
20 nope. It was
it?
the 25% off sale.
Oh, yeah.
So I used that. Are you hearing like a lot of like is Alex out here somewhere?
Like, I'm hearing the noise, but I think it's the neighbors.
Yeah, I see them.
Guys,
I was like,
Kay's hearing things. Be
it's the oh,
concerned.
he's taking
Oh.
another poop.
The dog is not Alex.
The dog. Yeah, Alex just came out here to take a poop. Just kidding. No, it's the dog. So I was talking to my friend and she was Snapchatting me and she sent me a video and she was wearing like the mesh shorts, the men's mesh Gymshark shorts.
Okay.
And they're so cute and I was like and I had seen like a bunch of like the fitness influencers I follow wear those like as like just running shorts or like lifting shorts really but they look so good on girls. So
Are they
I
fully mesh?
no, I mean like they're not like you can't see your hoo-ha and stuff like
I just can't like picture it. You'll have to show me
I'll
later.
show you later but there's I'm so excited. I'll post like my lift in them
Okay,
so
yeah.
then you girlies listening can
We can
see
all
them
see.
too. But yeah, I'm like so very excited for those to come in and I to make myself feel less bad about money, I spent even more and got Alex a pair too because
Yeah.
they are men's shorts and he said they look nice and so I was like, okay, you can but we got different colors so that we don't match.
Oh.
But yeah, that was my other high because retail therapy. I
Yeah, I've been thinking about buying some more Gymshark stuff because I do have a gift card
think you
from my
should then.
birthday.
I absolutely think you
But I
should.
don't think the sale's going on anymore.
No, it's not. You missed that.
Yeah.
But I still, if you have a gift card, it's free money.
It's free money, but I could get
He's still
more.
pooping.
Yeah. I think his stomach is
Oh,
upset.
the cat's coming over. Anyway, what was your low of the week?
Oh, I mean, like, obviously today sucked. Like, we already kind of talked about coming back on a Monday. There was just a lot of drama at work. A lot of unnecessary things happened. A lot of men showing that they can't be mature. So that kind of sucked. And then just overall, just exhaustion. Like, it was such a long weekend. You just kind of are tired afterwards. That's really my low. Not too bad.
Mine is like pretty much the same. I did have an additional one, and this is just a silly goofy low, but I thought that my on our Garmin leaderboard, I thought that I was in the top spot, and then my mom synced her steps, and then Micah synced his
I
steps, and
hate
then
it when they do that.
I don't think he'll notice her. Oh wait, maybe he will.
Adorable.
That was so funny. My neighbor was trying to get her cat, and our fences are butted up to each other. She came over and she said, "I hope Ink comes over here and barks at her and scares her back on my deck." And I said, "I don't know that."
The cat's on the deck right now, kind of like taunting Ink. Like, come get me, you can't.
It's so funny. Oh my god, that's freaking hilarious. But yeah, so Ink ran up to the fence because I said, "I don't think he'll notice her." And then right when I said that, he like noticed and ran up to the fence and scared the cat back up the deck. And she goes, "Thank you,
What a good boy.
what a good boy." I love my neighbors. They're so funny.
Is so sweet. But yeah, so your family are workaholics.
Well, Micah had like 112,000 steps, like bringing in
Girl.
the end of the week. My mom had like 95,000. I had like 88,000. And then, but this was the first week ever that I was beating my older sister, who works a warehouse job, kind of. She's a manager. She does really hard and rewarding work. This
And
is
it's very
not to put
physical.
down, yeah, but like very physical, moves a lot. So, but with having those 2 days off, I know. So I got ahead because I still bring him on walks every day. Hi, you
And I'm
cannot have a
assuming
stick
she
over
went on a
there.
run and just caught up.
No, I was still ahead of her,
Oh,
but
really?
then my mom synced her steps and had almost 10,000 more than me, and then Micah synced his steps and had like 15,000 more than
I
me.
can't
No,
stand
like
them.
25,000
I
more than me. I'm
can't.
like, how did you do that? Anyways, they're
That's so
just
impressive, though. Like, good
impressive
for
little
them.
assholes. Good for you. You suck. Sorry, Mom, still love you.
You suck. I love you.
You suck. I love you.
You're the worst. Please don't hate me.
Yeah. Please don't come to my wedding. Please.
Oh.
That was cute, Ink. Just my dog choking on a stick.
Don't mind him.
Lift of the week. Do you have a lift, walk, workout, anything, yoga?
I have a lift. I did shoulder presses the other day.
Ooh,
Haven't
cool.
done them in so long. They're horrible.
I love shoulder
I
presses.
hate them.
With dumbbell? Like dumbbell?
Yeah, dumbbells.
Love them. I'm obsessed.
They're so
I think that
hard.
you'll come to like
Oh,
them more.
like I enjoyed it. It was
Yeah.
like I enjoyed the process of it, but it hurt like hell.
There's like a few lifts that I hate because I just hate them, but there's other ones that I hate because they're
They're so
so
good.
good. Like one that I hate just to hate is reverse lunges. Do them every leg day though. Gotta grow that butt. And then Bulgarians.
What do you
I
hate but love, other than like
hate
shoulder
but
press?
love. We've got bench press. We've
Bench
got
press is a good one.
lat pull down, deadlift, hip thrust. But
Big on the hip thrust, but
big
they're
on the hip
so
thrust,
good.
they're so good, but also they don't like Micah was explaining. Micah is my like really smart older brother.
He needs to come on the
He
pod.
does need it.
He's so
Micah, if
smart.
you're listening to this, you're coming on the pod soon. I'll text you too. Anyways, so he's so smart. And it's like he didn't do school for like anything athletic or anything. He just like does research, listens to podcasts, like,
because he like and enjoys he's just, it so much.
He's like a sponge with information. He just absorbs it. Yeah, he just loves learning.
Like, you could honestly ask him anything and he'd either know the answer or he'd like put in so much effort to know it.
Yeah,
like
to he would research it, out. It. Yeah. 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 But he was saying something about like how hip thrusting does not do any more for you than, was it squats? To grow your ass anyway.
Really?
I think a back squat. Oh, Zoomy! He'll take a dip in the water and it's like an energy thing for him. Oh, he just ran into Oh fucker. I think he just broke the side.
The bottom. But he's so cute, so
he
it's okay.
He's cute. We're not gonna tell Alex.
What was your lift?
My lift of the week was, ironically, yesterday, leg day.
Wow.
I think it was, though, because this was my lift of the week. Because I was, like, so unmotivated. I wasn't planning on lifting yesterday. And I just was like, okay, you just got it. And I think it was more just, like,
You're proud of yourself.
I did it, you know, and it was a leg day. If it was chest or like, push or pull day, I would have done it in a heartbeat. But leg days are just so much harder for me to motivate myself to do, especially coming off of such a crazy busy weekend.
And they're such a long workout.
They're, yeah, like, mine, I do, like, five lifts, and then sometimes we'll mix abs in. Most of the time I do abs with every workout, but if I don't do abs, it's on a leg day, because they just, it just, like, the lifts take longer, they exert you so much more. It's just, yeah, dreadful.
Fully.
But it was my leg day yesterday.
I think today may be a leg day for me. I'm trying to work out more.
Good for
you.
I'm
just doing like little workouts and then going on walks afterwards. So I think that's the goal tonight.
I think I have pole tonight if I have time to do it. Otherwise it'll be tomorrow. And
yeah,
that's
you're
my favorite.
Really busy. Like, just in life.
Just planning so much shit. So much shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I don't work out, I'll go on the treadmill.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. What is your... Do you have any hot takes, current events?
I can't really think of any. Like, I have, like, hot takes for the, like, shows that I'm interested in, but not anything in general.
Do you want to talk about your shows? You absolutely can.
No. Other than if you're watching House of the Dragon, I am too. It's an amazing show. You should watch it.
Sponsor us, House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
I have a hot take.
Oh, really?
It's probably not that hot of a take. It's just like a fun little thing.
Okay.
Earrings are so fun. Okay.
Yes.
I re-pierced my doubles yesterday. Just pushed the earring through. Took a minute. I was slowly getting it through, and then I.
Oh, this is horrible.
I aquaphored the earring.
You put some lube on it?
I put some lube on that bitch. I just pushed her through. I heard the pop, and I was like, perfect.
Oh my gosh, Kay. That sounds horrible. Did you numb it?
No. I mean, it doesn't really hurt. It's just like kind of reopening a scar.
It hurts me. What the hell?
But it's like scar tissue. It's just reopening
but
it.
It is, but that would hurt. Owie!
It didn't really hurt, though. Like, it truly didn't really hurt that bad.
Honestly, some of my lobe piercings hurt more than, like, my cartilage.
Yeah, but when it's scar tissue, like, have you ever gotten your lobe piercing re-pierced?
I have to get this one re-pierced.
But have you ever gotten one? No. That probably won't hurt that bad.
Okay, I'll update you guys whenever I get this side pierced.
But maybe. Don't quote me on it. Can't you just shove an earring through it?
Bitch. No. It's scary.
You should just try.
Guys, should ask her, like, what piercing she put in her ear.
Stop. Okay, I'm not a simp.
Yes, she is.
I'm not a simp, but I have a little gold A in my ear, and I think it's so cute.
A for who?
Amenendio from Lucifer.
Girl.
Why is it the only A? Adam Sandler, fuck.
I was thinking Angelina Jolie.
Oh, she's a vibe, but Sure, yeah. Angelina Jolie.
Love that for you and
Yeah.
her.
So you guys can just shove it.
Specifically, Kat.
Specifically cat, and then I have a cat in my other one. It's for you.
Aww.
But it's
Yeah,
also
it's for
because that
me.
was the tiniest stud I could find.
But basically
But
for
it's
me.
for you, really.
Basically.
Yeah. It's the only not gold one, so I'll have to change it because I'm not into the whole two-tone. I love it, but not for me.
Yes, I love it on everyone else, but it couldn't be
Yeah.
me.
I'm kind of doing it, but my ring is far enough away from my
Yeah.
ears where it's not really a two-tony
Yeah.
situation.
Your younger sister had two-tone jewelry over the
Yeah.
weekend, and I was like obsessed. Like, it looks so good on some people.
Well, I think my older sister's engagement slash wedding ring is two-toned.
Oh, really?
It's really pretty.
I haven't seen it in
It's
person
getting
yet.
sized.
Okay, yeah.
It's gonna be like, I think they said like 2 more weeks for
Oh,
it to get, yeah.
seriously?
Yeah.
That
I think
sucks.
jewelry is fun. Oh, I also got a necklace that is for Adam from the Bible. Thank you, Adam, for starting the world.
That's wild. Anyone but him. That's wild.
Or Abraham. Wouldn't it be more Abraham?
Or Abraham Lincoln.
Oh yeah, Abe Linky. Abe Linky Dinky.
Abe. Good
On
old Abe.
honest Abe. Okay, we're done. But it's one of the bubble letter ones. That's like trending. Have you not seen it? You haven't, have you? Okay, well now you'll show up with an M or a C. Boom, bitch. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, okay. I have a few just like funny things I wanted to say that happened. Do you have any funny things that happened like recently that you want to just chat in?
Maybe I'll think of them as you
Okay.
go. I
Okay.
have a horrible memory. Like
Me too.
if
I
I
had
don't
to write
write,
them down.
yeah, if I don't write notes, I nothing
Both of them
happened.
happened today.
Oh, really?
That's the only way I remembered them.
Oh, tell me.
Okay.
Tell me. Tell me,
Tell
baby.
me, baby.
Ew.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay,
Sorry.
so one funny thing, I had to stop at the pet store today to go pick up dog food for my lunch break, and I saw these two ladies in their 70s, like friends, wearing identical outfits. And I was
That's
like,
so cute.
that's amazing.
That's so
That,
cute.
hi, sorry. That absolutely will be me and my friends when I'm old, when we're old. But I mean, not really funny, but cute. And
That is
also,
so adorable.
the other thing is, I've been like so bad at wearing my glasses. Can you tell?
She's not wearing them.
And this morning I was about to leave for work. I'm literally taking a piss, and I just see a hand into the bathroom door with my glasses. And Alex just goes, "Put these on," because legally I can't drive without them.
Oh, really? I
But
think
that
that
was
runs
just
in my
funny.
family.
I think so too. Yeah. We have
Yeah.
really bad eyesight, like my whole family.
Do you just mostly wear them for work?
I mostly
They're so
don't wear them at
cute.
all
Why don't
because I
you wear
just
them?
forget.
They're so
And
cute.
then even when I'm at work, I like will be working away, blah blah blah, and I'm like, where are my glasses? They're on top of my head. Like I just like I need them to see, but they're more comfortable on top of my head. I don't like need them that bad, obviously, because I've
But
been
like
doing
if you
it
need
for
them to
forever.
dry,
It's all right.
yeah, it's fine. Moving on.
So, okay. Topic, okay. I guess so. I have like three little sections of the topic that we
Okay.
can talk about. So, the first one will be like the actual topic. It's probably just going to be a short little thing, but I just wanted to go over like eating intuitively. And just kind of talk about that because that's something that's really been helping me with I stopped tracking my macros. It was starting to get a little bit unhealthy for me. And I was getting a little bit too obsessive over it. So I just was like, "Hey, you know an idea of how much protein you need to be getting in a day. Like you have that general idea just because I've tracked before." And so and I eat the same thing over and over and over. So I was like, I just need to start eating more intuitively, only eat when I'm hungry and like when I want a snack at night? Is it because I'm hungry or I'm bored? And if I'm hungry, don't have a snack, have a, like something nutrition with nutritional value to you. And then another thing that's helped too is like just having less snacks in the house. And if you do have snacks in the house, like
having healthier snacks,
like a protein bar. If you're struggling with your protein, I mean, it's better to get protein straight from the source, but that's not always gonna be available at the time. And then having like fruits or veggies, you know, like having some healthier options there for you instead of just like those super easy, convenient, like sugary snacks or like, but I mean, obviously I still have those. Like I'm not perfect with my eating habits. I mean, obviously I struggle horribly with it, but, I think lately I've just been trying to be a lot more mindful about like my eating habits and like what I am putting into my body. Just because I am trying to like lose a little bit of weight and do it in a healthy manner, you know. So it's just like it's really so much with just what you're doing in the kitchen, like that's more so than what you're doing in the gym, you know. So it's just
the kitchen is like the biggest part.
They say body. Abs are made in the kitchen, and it's so true, but it's like
it's so hard.
It sucks. Ink is just rubbing up on your chair right now.
Good for him.
Hi, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, for me, it's, like, really hard, because 1 week, I'll do really good. Like, I'll be making every single meal. I have really good snacks, like, healthy snacks. And then the next week, it's, like, I just don't have the motivation to be cooking, to be making everything, to go grocery shopping. And then it's downhill, and it's, like, an every other week.
I know, and then it's hard so to get hard. Back in the groove. So, I don't do this, but I need to start doing it. It's just, like, have, like, say Mondays or Tuesdays, probably more realistically Tuesdays, because Mondays are Mondays. They just don't happen the way you want them to. But just set aside a day and make it a weekly occurrence that I'm going to get my grocery shopping done this week, and I need to start planning out my meals for the week ahead of time, just so that I just go in, get my stuff, get out, get a few, like, I always bring a little snack, like trail mix or something, to work, just to, like, I always get hungry around 9 a.m.
Yep, me too.
And have a little snack, and then it ties me over until my lunch.
Can I ask you what you do for lunch? Because, like, I, like, on my good weeks, like, I'll meal prep on Sunday, and I'll make meals for the entire week.
And I've never done that.
See, I used to do that a ton, and then I realized, like, Thursday, Friday, the food's gross. So I started making food for, like, 2 days in a row. But then I don't have motivation on, like, Wednesday to make my food for Thursday, Friday. Like, what do you do?
So, what I do for me and Alex, or what we do for ourselves, it's not just me making the food.
Yeah.
That would be detrimental.
I literally came over and she's like, are you making the steak? Or what is he making?
Yeah.
Like, he makes food. Don't worry, guys.
He does. He's my little grill master. I'm feeling some little raindrops. Let's see how bad it gets, though.
It'll be fine.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've always just made too much food for dinner on accident, but now we do it on purpose, because then we make pretty much 4 servings of food.
Okay, so you like make your dinner and then your lunch.
That's
for
our
the next
lunch
day.
For the next day.
Oh, okay.
Because that's my thing too. This is gonna sound so prissy of me. If the leftovers are more than 2 or 3 days old, I won't eat them. Even if they're perfectly good, I'm just, like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is going to make me sick. I just have, like...
No, I think the same way now.
Yeah, so I'm, like, we make our dinner, and then there's always pretty much almost perfectly 2 servings for the next day. So...
What
and
are,
then
like,
I split
them
up.
Meals? Do you have like 2 or 3 that you're like, this is a staple for us?
Yeah. So one staple for me is just so easy and convenient, and you can spice it so differently to give it a different flavor every time. I know it's just gonna sound so generic, and I know you're all gonna guess what I'm about to say. Rice and beef. But to spice your rice before you make it, like put the spices and like a little bit of butter in the water before you start cooking it. And then same for the beef, just spice that bitch. Alex puts cheese in his, which is really good, but I've also been trying to work away from dairy, and
Me too.
I've been like doing it.
Really?
Yes, I mean, we did order pizza for dinner last night
I
because,
had pizza too last night and I was really disappointed in myself.
I was too, but also I was like, we were gone all weekend. Like there was just nothing. Like we didn't have anything in the house
Sometimes
to
it's just the
make. It's just
easiest
like,
thing.
yeah. And sometimes, okay, it's all about moderation. Like you guys, we can eat pizza what once every 2 weeks. Who cares? It's not gonna kill us. Like I mean, it might stink our partners out and our dog. I was so gassy after that shit, but
No,
it
I've
was
just been
good.
trying to stay away from dairy because it makes me just feel really gross. Like, I'm not gonna go into too many details. I don't like have a ton of issues with it. I just like don't feel good after.
Oh, I have issues.
Yeah, I don't have those, which is weird. But I'm just trying to like lower the amount of dairy I'm
Yeah.
taking
And I
in.
mean, like, historically, like, we weren't meant to eat dairy, you know? Like, but, like, it wasn't meant for humans, so it's. That's why so many people have like an intolerance to it because like our bodies aren't really meant to have this. But
And it's so easy to
yeah.
put in like almost every meal.
Everything like
So our bodies probably just
yeah.
hate us a little bit
Yeah.
because of it.
Well, and what I do like here's what I have in my house almost always. Dairy-free butter, dairy-free coffee creamer, almond milk. And between those three things, I don't really know what other dairy I have other than cheese, and that's just like, just don't eat it. Nope. So, because like I put milk in stuff, like if I make a shake or something, and a coffee creamer, obviously I have my everyday coffee. And yeah, just stuff like that. But also just like making sure I've been eating my greens lately. I hadn't in the past done good with that, but like now when we go grocery shopping, we pick up a couple heads of romaine, some cucumbers, like carrots, chop it all up, put in a salad, and that's been good too, just to make sure we're getting our greens up because we slack at that really, really bad.
Ink was like on the little hill trying to like lick his feet and just fell over on his back.
He's
It
just
was
the
so cute.
dumbest little boy. Do you have anything else you want to touch on that? Like,
Like whenever, so me and Kay were texting about just like intuitive eating, and like I don't really like know the term. So I was looking it up and I saw a lot of people said like whenever they eat, they don't watch anything. And that's something I do every single time I eat. Is that something that you do?
watch stuff. Alex always puts on TV, but I just try to
Like I
just
didn't know if that was like a
focus
big
on my
thing.
body and not like, yeah, no, that's a good point. I didn't really realize
Because
that
like if
either.
you're watching something, you just keep eating and eating and
Yeah, because
eating,
you're
but
just like so engulfed in what's going on outside of your food. Yeah.
So and like that's a big thing. Like for lunch at work, like I'm watching YouTube. When I'm at home, like I'm watching something.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna try to like lessen that. Like I don't think it's a bad thing, but I just wanna see if that will like affect my eating.
Yeah, another thing is to use a smaller dish, a smaller bowl, a smaller plate, because like your mind, you see a big plate, you say, "Oh, I can fill this up," even if you aren't hungry for all of that food, and maybe you are, and that's fine.
And you can go back.
Yeah, start with this, like grab a small, physically smaller dish is what I'm saying, like a smaller plate out of your cabinet, fill that up. I am full by the end of a smaller plate. If I have a bigger plate, I will fill it up and eat all of that, which I did not need. But usually I use a little bowl anyway because most of my I'm such like a fan of like rice and meat. Like my go-to meals usually consist of like rice and meat. Sometimes it's steak and meat, but not as often because steak is so expensive. Sometimes it's yeah, ground beef and rice. I mean, steak and rice, not steak and ground beef and
You can
rice.
do any meat with
Salmon and
rice.
rice. Ugh, such a fan, such a fan. Also, but Alex doesn't like semen, so I always have to like make it when he's gone because he doesn't like the smell of it either. Mm-hmm. It is very strong, so
yeah,
I don't want to stink him out of his own house. But
yeah, that was like really my main thought, and I just wanted to know what you thought of that.
Yeah,
because I wasn't sure if like
I hadn't like really thought of that too much at all. Yeah. Actually, maybe I'll tell Alex to stop because I know we're both trying to lose a little bit of fat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Just kind of like talking about eating and stuff. Mm-hmm. So Koi and I have a TV in like our bedroom area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we move, we're not gonna have a TV in our room because we just like want to eat and watch our show, and then you're just like laying down in bed, you're eating. So I think that's gonna be something that will help us a lot in the future, like just not having a TV in our room.
Yeah.
Specifically for us. I know, sorry, I hit the mic, that might be loud. Like I know for some people it's probably fine, but just like for us it's not good.
Another thing is like, I know when you get snacky, you're watching movies, whatever, you're on the couch. Try to, like, for me, what's nice, like, has helped too, partially because I have a dog that is not trained, to always eat at the dinner table and not, like, make the couch or your bed a part of, like, where you eat. So that...
Yeah, I'm really trying to
Yeah, it's hard, though, yeah.
It is, because you just, like, want to watch a show.
It's what you're used to, you know. Yeah, so we always make sure we're sitting at the dinner table to eat. But, I mean, and a lot of that is because of the dog, but thankfully also because of the dog. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but, yeah, like, I try not to eat too much on the couch just because I don't want the couch to be another place where I eat. It's like what they say, you're not supposed to hang out in your bed because that's where you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your body goes to sleep. It's not a hangout spot. Mm-hmm. The couch isn't an eating spot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like, that's a huge reason why, like, me and Koi have been so excited to move, because our bedroom is in our kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, we wake up and we see the kitchen.
It's like a...
It's so
just
bad.
Just for context, it's kind of like a,
like a
layout
studio?
Of a studio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, like, really hard because, I don't know, like, we wake up, we see the kitchen, we want to eat, the bed's there, the TV's there. Like, it's just so easy to be in the bed, so.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited to have a bedroom outside of our kitchen.
Yeah, that will
like,
be so nice.
And, like, have a living room, have a dining room.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm happy for me mentally, but, like, the way that I eat is going to change.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, that'll be really good.
I feel like we've been going for a while.
42 minutes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've been talking for, like, 2 hours.
We've been cranking.
Yeah.
It's so much easier when you're, like, yeah. It's so much easier. Yeah. The other, like, is that, did you have anything else you wanted? Okay. The other things that I was showing, or, like, I asked Kat for inspo the other day, but, like, a podcast setup, because if I'm going to have, like, a camera, I kind of want to... And I'm going to show Alex a few things, see if he can help me build, a few little setups or something, and just, like, brainstorm with him tonight. But I want it to be kind of cutesy, but, cheap. You know, like, stuff he can grab from the job site of extra material that's going to get thrown away that we can use. You know what I mean? And then for me to paint it or something.
Yeah,
and,
or, like, Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, Facebook thrift stores, you know, just to, like, kind of get a cute little vibe, but, like, also really a thrifted vibe so that I'm not spending hardly anything. But, yeah, so I want to work on that but a little bit this week just because I want to, like, have a cute little studio, and I know it will kind of, like, develop over time more. It's not going to be a...
Right.
You know, one and done thing. It's
like every episode, one little thing will
be
added.
Yeah, a little plant here now. No,
yeah.
But yeah. So, if you guys have thoughts, ideas, opinions on a cute podcast lab, inspo, just DM them to the Girls on the Move podcast Instagram. So there's the housekeeping for the episode. Girls on the Move podcast on Instagram.
And YouTube.
yes. So... That'll be coming soon, hopefully next week, but also don't hold me to it because I have a lot to learn. And I will probably cry like at least 17 times editing each episode.
Bare minimum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. It was just the YouTube that will, I'm hoping next week, but if not in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll try to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then Kat, do you want to drop any accounts She's pulling it up to make sure she gets it right this week.
How'd you know? My Instagram is 20Catherine02, spelt with a K. You can follow me. You don't have to. That's really my only social. I have Facebook, but I don't post.
Yeah, that's fair.
What do you have, K?
I have a few things. So my Instagram and TikTok are k.ann.fitness. That's that. The Facebook group is, what is it?
Girls Lifting Plates.
Yeah, Girls Lifting Plates on Facebook. Go join that group. I did post a TikTok this week, was it?
Yeah.
Where it was like, go follow or like go join this Facebook group and then like go join this Snapchat group, which the Snapchat is KAYC hyphen or dash dash FTNS. Mm-hmm. So go add me on there. If you're a girl, I will accept you. If
and a
not,
few people
sorry.
Joined this week.
Yeah, we got like 3 or 4 girls from the TikTok, which I was so excited about.
And they're like talking in the group chat.
Yeah, they're
too.
Just
they're, they made me so happy.
They're vibing, and I'm like, yeah, it makes me so happy because it's been like, I mean, we've had this group for a while, and
yeah.
it's, I feel like it's just recently more been starting to grow, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fluctuation, because, like, some people join the group, and then they're like, oh, it's annoying how much people post, and then they leave, which is fine.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what a Snapchat group is, like, you post in there, you know.
Yeah, and people talk back.
Yeah, like, it's, like, conversational and stuff. And
yeah.
If that's, like, if that's annoying to you, don't join the group. Save yourself the trouble.
Because one day, you won't see much. The next day, there's, like, 50.
That's the thing, too. It's, like, it fluctuates so much. Like, if we're on, like, a topic or a conversation, then it will be dry for, like, 2 or 3 days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, I think it's fun in there. I think, like, it's a good, cute little community of girls.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think that's all we have. I think I've got the Girls on the Move. No, wait, the Facebook. What is it again?
Facebook is Girls Lifting Plates.
Yeah, Girls Lifting Plates. And then my Snapchat is KAYC-FTNS. So it's KC dash fitness, but like shortened. So KAYC-FTNS. So go join that, and you can add me, and then if you're a girl, like I said, I'll accept you. If not, I will not accept you. So sorry about that. I guess I'm sexist. No, I'm just
breaking news.
Just breaking news. No, I'm literally just trying to protect the girlies and myself. So sorry
about it. Have a
safe
environment.
Sorry about it, boys. Not to say you guys are awful.
You can follow the Instagram.
Go follow the Instagram. I will stop digging my hole. Anyways. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you come back next week, and maybe you'll see our faces next week.
Yeah.
The world may never know.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Have a good week. A better day than today.
Yeah.
Bye. Kidding.